Hey guys, welcome to a very awesome episode of Level Up. I'm here once again with Andrew Parsons.
How you doing?
Good. Welcome. Why don't you tell them why
we're
here?
Sure. So today's episode of Level Up is all about Dream, Build, Play. And as you know, we've had the contest going until the end of December, and we had our judging going on. And so now what we've got is the finalists are all selected. They're all available. We're going to go through them in the show in preparation for the live finals next week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just jump into it. Well, actually, before we do, when is the
live finals? Yes. Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be next Tuesday night, opening up GDC. So Game Developer Conference, if you're not familiar, is like the number one developer conference for game developers in the world. And it's next week in San Francisco. And we're going to be down there all week. Both of us are going to be down there, actually, on the show floor. So if you're there, come and say hi to us. But on the Tuesday night, opening up GDC, we're going to have the live finals. They'll be streamed online. In fact, the finals are online. So none of the teams will actually be in the same room as each other or the judges. Uh-huh. The judges are all going to be there in San Francisco with us, and the teams are all over the world. And they literally are all over the world. And I'll talk about that as we go through the finalists. But you can watch and see how these guys fared in their final sort of presentations and see who the winners are. And it's going to be next Tuesday afternoon. If you go to the website, dreambuildplay.com, same website as you've been going to for the last 6 months, you'll find at the top, and you can see here on my screen, there's a little add to calendar button. If you click that, it'll actually download an ICS file for you to actually put it into your Outlook or other email client, and you'll be able to track and then join us live and watch the finals there.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to plug myself real quick.
You do that.
Okay. So, as you mentioned, I'm going to be at GDC, and I actually have a talk that I'll be giving.
Nice.
So, if you're interested in learning more about the Creators Program, and the talk is actually going to be very demo heavy, so hopefully nothing breaks. But if you're interested in learning, that's my goal in the talk, is to take somebody who knows nothing, teach you what it is, and then show you, we're going to focus on Unity. So show you how you can get up and running, building your game for the Creators Program, either for Xbox or PC, but adding Xbox Live components into it through Unity. So I think that's Thursday.
Thursday afternoon.
At 5:30, I think, right?
Around that time.
Yeah. I just know I need to show up somewhere.
Yeah.
But come by and check it out, and then I'll be in the booth working the creators side of it.
Yeah, and I'll be in the booth showing off the finals. We're going to actually have one of the pods at the Microsoft booth. We'll actually have all the finals there, so you can actually go hands-on and see some of them. And then the other thing I want to mention in the finals is we've had a few other sort of contests along the way, mm-hmm. right? I don't know if you remember the Developer Diary contest.
Yep.
Fantastic response. We had like 50 different blogs and video series posted.
That's a lot.
Talking about game development, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So the winner of that, the winner of the Zola Prize, where Zola actually is going to fly one team to San Francisco to spend time with their venture capitalist team to actually get some funding and stuff.
That's awesome.
The Windows Store SDK Prize. That'll also be announced as well. So those three things will be announced during that final. So if you're in the running for one of those things and you haven't heard yet, the reason why is because we're going to announce those winners next week as well.
Awesome. So next week is going to be a very exciting week.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So why don't we do a really quick run through of those finalists?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Because, you know, Stacey, we had hundreds of actual submissions of games into the contest. It was actually incredibly hard. We had a panel of over half a dozen judges actually going through all of these games. I personally played every single game. Yes, every single one of hundreds did take a while. So I know we originally said, oh, we're going to do the finals beginning of February, and ended up being like the 28th or something, because we just needed to get that extra time in, make sure we're doing quality assessment of those games. So of that, though, we've actually selected three finalists for each of the four main categories, right? And we're going to run through it as they are on the website. So you'll see on the screen, the cloud category is first. That's the one with the big moolah, right? $100,000 is up for grabs for this one. And we have three games, Stellar Conquest, Clash of Camelot, and the Hadron Effect. One of the things you'll notice right across this, all across the 12 finalists, is we have really interesting country selection and genre selection of games, right? They're not just all shooters. They're not all puzzle games. We have like one shooter, one action game, one role-playing game, one strategy game. We didn't plan for that. It just happened that we had such a spectrum of games being created that we had all these different sort of genres represented, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, with countries, we've had the Americas, US and Canada. We've got Western Europe and Eastern Europe and the UK. We've got APAC, Asia Pacific, all represented in just 12 finals.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing. So what I've got is I've pre-opened all of these games in separate tabs to make it easier for us for the show. So I'm just going to switch over to these tabs. So Stellar Conquest is this this recreation by a guy who originally wrote the Trade Wars 2002 game back in 86. How many years is that? 32 years?
Yes, 32.
Right, 32 years. That's pretty amazing. And now he's back building out Stellar Conquest. And you'll see here it's a spacefaring sort of strategy, real-time game that has a lot of hallmarks of some of those classic spacefaring trading type games.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting. And I'll reiterate, you know, just like anyone else who was part of the Dream Build Play contest, you can go to all of these pages yourself, look in the catalog, and check out the 5 screenshots and the 1 video that they actually listed as part of their submission. So you can check those out. The next game is Clash of Camelot. This is a port from an existing game. It's one of those time management games. You can see here, it's a pretty typical sort of board. But what they did was they brought it into the Windows 10 ecosystem, and they used Azure as part of their backend to actually do some of the processing. Mm. So it's a really exciting way of modernizing an existing application, an existing game, and bringing it into a different platform.
And if I remember right, they also ported this one to console, didn't they?
They did, yeah. And in fact, you'll see up the top here,
underneath
the name Clash of Camelot, you'll see strategy, that's the genre, and then you'll see console, PC, and cloud power. They're the 3 categories they entered for this game, and they got selected for the cloud category. So the third game in cloud is the Hadron Effect, and this game is a really interesting spin on what might happen with the Hadron Collider. It's built in Unity, you'll love that, with Azure as its back end, and it's kind of like a Half-Life type, first-person sort of shooting type thing. A lot less shooting, a lot more sort of exploring and figuring out what's going on. And so you can see here just how beautiful this game looks that these guys have actually worked on and really made a really nice-looking experience. And it plays well, too. So that's always a plus, right? And you know, as a reminder, as we go through these, remember that the criteria were all focused on the game. We had fun factor was almost half of the score was fun factor. There was technical, which meant that, you know, how polished was it? How many did it crash? Did it have any sort of glitches? There was a business orientation just to see, hey, we want your game to be successful. What have you done to think about how you're going to make it successful?
Yeah.
Things like that. That was our scoring criteria. It wasn't like, hey, did you implement Windows and Azure and did you do this? Like, it was all about you guys and making sure your games are actually done in the right way. Second category, PC, my favorite category, the Windows, being part of the Windows team. And we have, again, such a good spectrum of games here. The Forbidden Arts, Ghost Gari, and Imperium. Hopefully I said that right. I haven't actually spoken to the developers in person to confirm that I've been saying it right. So that's interesting. With the PC category, we had at least 15 games that could have been in this top 3.
Yeah.
So I know, like, I've had a few other competitors reach out to me and say, oh, what was wrong with my game? Mostly nothing, right? Some of these games were fantastic on their own right, but, they just got edged out in here. And so what we're hoping to do is highlight some of these other games as we go on.
Okay.
We're going to do a bit of a highlight reel of Dream Build Play in general,
oh, nice.
Just to showcase some of those, like we're also going to try and work with some of those developer diary entrance to actually really highlight some of those things as well. So let's look at these 3 games. Forbidden Arts is a sort of a...
That's a cool graphic.
Yeah. This was one of the most polished games we saw. It has some, still needs to be finished with some of the level design and things like that, but it is a really fantastic looking game. It kind of goes in between 3D and 2D. You can see some of the This is a 2D aspect of the game where you're side-scrolling, but it's in a three-dimensional sort of space. Mm-hmm. But then when you're in the outer world, when you're not actually in a level, that's a 3D world, you know, that you might run around in and actually find the next thing that you want to explore. So really creative and in-depth, and this was one of the easy ones for us to sort of pick as a finalist. Really looking forward to seeing how they continue to actually develop some of those levels out. Ghost Scurry is one of my favorite little time wasters. It's one of those things where you're a little spaceship driving in space and you just got to go left or right, pretty much, or jump, right? And the road in front of you forms as you go, as you progress. And so I've played many of these games on my phone, and now it was fantastic to have one on the PC. And it has just a couple little things in it that make it a little more difficult, a little more challenging. The games I've played on the phone will be very much on rails. They'll just stay on that path, and if I turn left, it'll go left in the right spot. Yeah. Whereas this, you can easily go off the edges if you don't turn in the right way. So it was a really cool implementation of this game, that style of game that I've played in other places. So yeah. This is a really cool one. Fun, simple. And that's another thing I want to highlight, is these games aren't all high fidelity 3D games. This is a good spectrum of what people have been building. Imperatum, here we go, did it first go this time. For me, this looks like a futuristic Diablo. And so if I scroll down here, it's an action role-playing game, and you go explore through the world, just like you would in a Diablo game, and encounter different kind of creatures and things that you need to combat and deal with.
Yeah.
And then because it's futuristic, it's kind of got a good blend of paranormal / tech, you know, stuff that you can really play with. So a lot of fun. This game's been early access on Steam, just in the last 6 months or so, it was great to see them ported over to Windows as well. So I'm really looking forward to having other people play this game and tell me whether they liked it or not, because I certainly did. So that's we're halfway. I'm going to go to mixed reality now. Now, I'm not going to say I'm a mixed reality expert, so while I played these games, I definitely deferred to our mixed reality judging team on these, they chose these finalists. That said, Racket NX is the one that I loved the most personally. But hey, that has no bearing on the finals next week, I want to say, because I'm not part of the judging panel, right? So I have no say in who wins. I just liked the blend of what Racket NX had. So let me just switch over to Racket NX. It's basically a spacey sports game. Kind of racquetball, but in a 3D space. That's a little different shape to what a racquetball court might be, like a squash court or whatever. And then you'll see here on the screen, all those hexes, like you can actually throw the ball to bounce in those different spots to get different scoring and things like that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of fun, very simple, straightforward implementation of what a 3D space might be in mixed reality, and really gratifying to actually go hands-on in that. The next one is Windlands. This is kind of like an exploration game where you're sort of flying through a world, and that's the whole idea, is you need to fly around and just explore. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful game that you actually get to be fully immersed in. And so that one I don't want to talk too much about. I really want people to experience that one. Yeah. You can't convey just how beautiful it feels when you're in that space. And then the third one, flipping that around, not so beautiful, actually really rough and tumble, is Prison Boss VR, where you get to go and be a boss of a prison, where you have to actually keep the inmates in line and explore their cells to make sure they don't have contraband, and making sure you're making up all the right rules to keep them in line. So it's
so when you're the prisoner, is it the warden or are you another inmate?
Oh, okay. No. You're So that's a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool. That's a fun idea.
So finally, the last category is the console category. This is another one near and dear to your heart, Stacey, I'm sure, where we actually challenge people to implement the Xbox Live Creators Program in their game and bring it over to Xbox. Mm-hmm. And we did have a really good selection here again. And one thing I want to highlight here is you'll see, you know, there are one or two others maybe, but in here there's a couple here that are ports from other platforms. Mm-hmm. That didn't invalidate them for us, right? Because they're still going to the effort of actually bringing it into the Xbox. They had to implement a creators program. They still did what the challenge intended, which was to explore and figure out how they can bring a game into that ecosystem.
Yep.
So they were, you know, and so they were judged on their own on own merits. And so these are the three sort of finalists we've chosen for that. So the first one is a game called Fighties. It's a 2D platform fighter in the vein of so many other games on console like this. I was excited when I saw it, but Stacey, you've actually played this too, right? So did you want to say anything about it, or?
I don't know what to say other than I love this one. This one's one of my favorite ones. I thought it was pretty fun and creative.
Yeah.
And I like the graphics as well.
Yeah, right? Super simple cartoony graphics, you know.
So I was really happy when I saw that this had made it onto the three.
Cool. And then the next one is Kingsguard TD. TD, you know, probably gives it away for a lot of gamers, which is a tower defense game.
Oh my God, I hadn't been able to make that connection.
Oh, really? Okay. So it's a tower defense game.
Okay, no, I mean, I knew that. I didn't take TD and put it to tower defense.
So it's a tower defense game that is from another platform, and they've ported it over and gone to that effort. This is another one of those games that actually was submitted into, you know, the console specifically for creators program. So it's a tower defense game. It's great. It's in 3D and definitely worth checking out. And then finally, a very polarizing game in our judging panel is Train Bandit. Train Bandit is a pixelated, what do we call it? Kind of like a tapper?
Yeah, I call it a tapper.
A tapper.
I don't know if that's the right
genre.
It's
not quite a tapper, but it's kind of in that vein where basically it's very simple controls. You just need to basically fight off the other enemies while you're riding on a train.
And because I did play this one, but it was a while back. It was you had to push the right button in order to
and
not be eliminated.
So you'll see it's very simple, but it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a time waster without needing too much brain cell capacity to
and can be a little infuriating every once in a while.
Yeah, right. So there are many games like that that infuriate me as well. So that is the last game in the finalists. So again, go to dreambuildplay.com, check it out, check out the finalists. Make sure you add the invite to your calendar so you can actually watch the finals next week and find out who wins of those, as well as those three other contests. And we may have a couple of other things, surprises in store for you next week during those finals that I don't want to give it away.
All right, well, this is awesome. I'm really excited. The best of luck to all 12 of you.
Definitely.
And three other competitions? So 15, I can do math today.
Yeah, there you go.
On top of that one. The best of luck to all 15 of you. I'm really, really excited to find out who wins.
Yeah,
me too. Anything else for?
No, I think this is it. So we may come back for another final wrap-up episode, but I do want to thank all of you guys who have dialed in and watched us over the last 6 months as Stacey and I have talked to you about Dream Build Play, the contest. The Dream Build Play community is still alive and well, so you can still create your user profile, you can still create your game profiles for all the games you've created. I encourage you to do that and stay in touch with other people in the industry and the community as well.
All right. Well, I have a little bit of news to share. I have recently decided to leave Microsoft. I'm going to move over to work for Unity. Yes, very exciting. I figure I can just help out over there. I'll still be in the game development space, so it'll be very exciting. But I will not be hosting Level Up any longer. Katie Stone Perez will still host it. But it's been fun. I'm hoping that I'll still pop on and do some guest episodes. And I really want to get back into training and teaching, not just Unity, but other stuff. I really loved those episodes. So.
Well, on behalf of all the people that I work around that work with you, I'm sure you're going to be missed around here. You've got such a great presence in the halls when we see you. So definitely miss you there. But good luck in such a great partner of ours.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is it. So we will see you on Tuesday, and then hopefully for those of you actually at GDC, pop by the booth, say hi, and then for anyone interested in developing for the console, stop by to either talk to us in the booth or for the talk.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.